I take cash out.
Cash out.
Venmo.
Venmo.
Zelle.
Zelle.
EBT. Ooh, EBT.
Well, I gotta describe it like, yo, look, well, matter of fact, Keith Murray could be a porno star. So you gonna bleep this out? Cause I'm gonna show you the size of my penis. You bleep it out, right? Hold on, hold on.
No, don't do that. No, chill.
Yo, this is 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast. And every week, you should be like me, and you should be listening to the Frocast. I mean, first and foremost, shout out to the star of the Frocast, Queen Germ. Big shout out to Queen Germ, Frocast Nation, and shout out to my boy, King Germ. I mean, maybe he's my boy. I don't really know because Germ likes North Carolina A&T. And I went to South Carolina State. And Germ likes University of Florida in football. And I like Florida State. I don't even know if we're really boys. But anyway, y'all should listen to the Frocast every Friday. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch y'all guys next time. 5,000.
Yo, this is Dr. Braces, man. This your boy, Tony, man. Coming through, hollering at the Frocast. Hey, man, appreciate everything y'all doing. Hey, I got one request, though, man. I got one serious request. Hey, man, can we get Team Young Nigga back? Can we get Young Nigga Germ back, man? Because this old nigga Germ just ain't working for me, man. He dropped the list. Talk about this old nigga shit. We need Team Young Nigga Germ, 21-year-old Germ back on the mic. I don't like this old nigga Germ. Give me Young Nigga Germ, please.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Quiet sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, a.k.a. Dr. Jumar, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you. No downloads having, crying about your downloads having, or crying about your subscribers as podcasters. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. I am now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups run it over, a.k.a. $3 is $3. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo and my favorite A.K.A. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Or you can just go to Frocast.com and listen to the show. We also have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon that you can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content by going to nappyafro.club, and you'll get shout out on the show. Like our latest Patreons, we got James W, we got Taylor D, we got Miles M, and we got Rohan B. So shout out to all of those four Patreons right there. Thank y'all for becoming Patreons. Y'all could be just like these four people, get shouted out. All you gotta do is spend that little bit of coin, pick your level, whatever's comfortable for you. Could be a dollar, could be $100, could be $1,000. Whatever's comfortable for you, just leave it in there every month. Make sure you can cover it every month now. Don't jump out there 1 month and, you know what I'm saying, you can't continue that same commitment level. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you jump out there at that $50 level, we're going to expect that $50 every month. All right? It's not just a one-time, okay? It might have a button down there for a one-time thing. You know what I'm saying? But who knows? I don't know. I'm not sure. Don't go over there. And if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add us in your story, tag us in said story, and we'll shout you out like, let's see, who did it last week that I don't usually shout out? You know, Ruling Myself is always an easy one because he always show love. 12 Cow show love. Cool Out Corner show love. So you can be just like these guys by showing us love. We even might shout you out on the show. So listen, because sharing is caring. Now listen, man. All the pandering is out of the way, and I got to ask you, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. Back at work, and the people don't understand that it's just back at work. We just back at work. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing a really good job. I'm trying to put out fires all over the place. And, you know, I think I'm doing a good job so far, but we will see by the time we get deep into the semester. So we just at week one, and I got 14 more to go. And, yes, I count down. From the first day to the last. So,
hey, it's going good.
I mean, hey, they come, they go.
That's how it's supposed to be.
How was your week?
Oh, wow. Glad you asked. Well, since the new year, new me is upon. You know, I decided I want to get to my beach bod, you know, since by the time we go to Jamaica, so I can walk down with my shirt off and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, not really, but maybe. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to have on my bathing suit regardless. So if it's looking good, if it's on the chunky side, one scoop, so, two scoops, know, whatever I got going on.
So I've been doing this little intermittent fasting thing. You know what I'm saying? Eating certain times a day. Doing my little exercise. I'm not killing myself.
Yes, you are, because you're grouchy as hell.
I'm not grouchy. I'm just getting adjusted to it. My body is, I'm getting all the toxins out of my body. Like all the fast food. But the other day I felt a weak moment. I was watching TV and I saw this burger and fries and I was sitting there like Homer Simpson was just like
slobbing on yourself.
I felt like Princess. You know, she sit there in the slob just running out of mouth because I was just like, oh my God, it just looks so delicious. So, you know, but I held on strong, you know what I'm saying? You know, as far as the too much junk food. Fast food, I ain't had nothing fried. Well, except for the shrimp on anniversary day. That's the only thing fried I had.
I mean, that don't count.
Yeah, but you know. Had to do that. But other than that, man, the week's been going pretty good, man. Back here in the saddle doing another show. You know, getting our footing back right, man. You know how it is, man. I'm not saying we lost a step, but you know, it just took that little break off. You know, we getting back in the game. New Year's 2023. We out here rolling out shows, man.
I'm talking about 2023. This is crazy.
Yes.
Like these calendars.
You know, you had a kid in 2003?
Yeah. That boy will be 20 this year.
20. Eesh.
20 years ago.
Yeah, that's nuts. Wow. But anyway, let's go ahead and get to this timeline. Y'all know how we start every show. And that is, what's on the timeline? What's on the timeline is we talk about that subject that everybody's on your social media is talking about. And this week, that is none other than Gabrielle Union. She had made a statement that everybody was upset about. She said she felt entitled to infidelity in her first marriage. You know what I'm saying? And she said the reason why she felt entitled is because she made the most money. So I need to ask you, Queen Jern, is the person who makes the most money entitled to cheat? I want to hear it, Queen Jern.
Well, the way I see it, I can understand her point. But I really think that if that's the case, then you don't really want to be with nobody. If you saying, if I go into a relationship knowing I'm going to make more money than this person, I already make more money than this person. That means that I get a cheating card just because I make more money than this person. Yes. So it's like you marrying somebody for them to almost be enslaved to you or something that you would think you're allowed to do what the hell you want to do simply because you make more money. So I feel like you working to get the chance to cheat, to get the, you know what I'm saying, get the cheating card. So that means you really don't want to be with this person because you already know you're going to cheat. That's what that sounds like. So to me, I would say, no, that has nothing to do with who get to cheat and who don't get to cheat. But it does hurt a lot more when you say the nigga that I'm with ain't got no money and this nigga out here cheating and he can't pay no bills. Like, that's some shit that hurt. That it does. Because it's different. Like, a broad who catch a nigga cheating and a nigga gonna buy you a new house or a car. Like, yeah, the shit don't feel a whole lot better, but I think I could eat that in.
I just say you want to cry in the Benz or cry in the bus.
Exactly. So that's the type of shit I'm talking about. Like, it'll make you feel a whole lot better when a nigga trying to buy your love back. But when you know a nigga cheating on you and they ain't got shit to trade, that shit don't feel good.
Now, as far as Mrs. Union said, she said she added that part of her infidelity was because Howard, who was her husband at the time, was also allegedly cheating. The other part was her ideology on power dynamics in the relationships. She said, I felt entitled to it as well. I was paying all the bills. Like my dad before me, whoever has the most gets to do whatever the hell they want, she said.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So do you feel like that, Queen?
And I said, no, nigga, I said that.
Okay. I just want to make sure
it's clear how you can come to that, you know, ideology, but I don't feel like that is a true thing. Because at the end of the day, if we say we together, what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours. So that means if you got a whole lot of money, I got a whole lot of money. So that means we both get to cheat with your money.
So let me ask you a question. So let's say, Queen Jern, you got Oprah money. Mm-hmm. Well, not even Oprah money. You make $20 million a year. You going to have some nigga bossing you around?
No.
So basically.
It's not. No, so basically, I would choose to be with the nigga I'm with.
Okay, but what I'm saying. So. The nigga you with, he don't make $20 million. Are you still going to move the way you want to move?
Well, if you were said nigga.
Me, I'm said nigga.
I'm just saying.
I'm just a regular old football coaching ass nigga that got a regular ass job. But somehow you seem to like a nigga like that. You're like, ooh, we met somewhere on happenstance. And we was like, you know what? We never would have crossed paths. Never would have crossed paths. But we somehow crossed paths and you felt the vibe or smelled good or whatever. You was like, damn, you know, nigga was, you started talking to a nigga. You realized, like, damn, this a regular ass nigga, you know, but I like him. You know what I'm saying? Now you with the nigga. Are you going to feel like you could do whatever?
In a situation like that, it's possible to feel that way. But my thing is this. If you come into a relationship with somebody, because I don't believe Gabrielle Union was married to this man as the Gabrielle Union that we have known.
Lilla, she probably was working more than she is now.
But I'm just saying, she didn't have that much of a name or much of money. Yeah. So you came into this money. So if you came into this money while with this person, it's not really to say that that's the case. Because see, I have a problem with people coming and one person does not have as much money or resources as another, and you trying to say that you're going to be together for real simply because of the fact that you don't know if that shit genuine or not. That's the only problem that I have. Because if one person has a whole lot more than somebody else, its chances are you probably getting used. So then that makes you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you insecure about whether this person is genuinely into me. So then I might cheat simply because of the fact that I can afford it, and I don't really know if you with me for real anyway. So I need me a side piece. So that could be a reason why somebody might cheat. But if you're saying that we ain't had much together, and I start to pop off, whatever that may be, go back to school, open a business, start doing well in whatever venture that I started, I just wouldn't feel like that would be a reason for me to kick you to the curb now, because I know that we got something. And just because I got money doesn't now make me eligible to cheat and not hear your mouth about it. So that's just how I look at it. But I mean, I can get it, but I can tell anybody one thing. It costs money to cheat now. So if cheating is your thing, you need to have some money for you to cheat. Because people who don't have money to cheat, they do all kind of dumb shit. Mm. And that's not okay.
Is Queen Germ giving a class on cheating? Is that what's going on? You giving a master class on cheating? Is that what you're doing right now? Queen Germ doing TED Talks on cheating, ladies.
I'm just saying, you got to have a whole budget to cheat. You can't be buying here. You can't be buying here.
She got to have a budget to cheat. And keep going.
I'm just saying, ain't no, just she, he, whoever cheating.
I mean,
y'all slipping and sliding out here and getting caught up. That's the problem.
Give us some keys of how not to get caught cheating. Tell them something.
Give them something. Number one is you got to have a budget. You got to be able to have a budget.
What's number
two? You got to be able to pay to do whatever it is you're doing.
What's number two?
Number two?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Break it down for
them. Hey, I don't know. I don't cheat. Black men don't cheat.
Black women don't cheat.
Hey, well, I don't know. Apparently not. You got a whole rule book over here.
I ain't got a rule book. I'm just simply saying.
You said rule number uno.
Rule number one. You need a budget to cheat. Broke people ain't got no business cheating.
Okay.
That's the only reason why I could say when you got some money, if somebody said you got the right to cheat, I'm just saying you can't afford to cheat when you're broke.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying.
But they still find a way to do it.
They still find a way to do it. And they all fucked up too.
Shit. So I don't know. Me personally, how do I feel in that situation? I'm gonna be real. I mean, I wouldn't be on no disrespectful shit, but I'd be like, if I want to do something, I'm gonna do it. Not like, no, you know, I ain't gonna cheat or nothing like that. But
that's what she's talking about, though. Huh? That's what she's talking about.
Oh yeah.
So how do you feel about what she's talking about?
I don't think Just because you don't give you the right to cheat.
And you just said it. That's just what you said. I get to do what I want to.
I said nothing disrespectful. That's all I'm saying.
That's part disrespectful. It ain't gonna be disrespectful because you ain't gonna know.
But if I was out and I wanted to buy
hide the hole to the side.
But if I was out and I wanted to buy a horse, I'm like, I'm buying a horse. I don't care what she's saying.
You gonna do that regardless.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So but other than that, like, not like I'm gonna cheat and then nothing she can say. Nah. It just depends on the level of woman I had. Like if it was somebody I respected and all that, it would have to be
somebody you respected if you married her.
If I'm just married her because she looked good and I just, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she was an arm piece, then yeah, I'm going to do what I please and play, hey man, shut up. Throw some money in her face and she going to go grab the money up off the floor and run away. And
that's who you're going to be married to.
That's what I'm saying. If that was, some people choose women like that to build them up. They want a slave at home. I don't want a slave at home. I want a companion. I want someone that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I chose someone that completed me.
Mm.
You know, I don't want somebody that I can just run over or do everything I want. You know, I don't want that. I mean, ladies, listen, if that's what you want to be, hey, you can be the submissive lady and be your man's slave. Cool. If that's what he want, you like that, that's fine. I just need a little conversation, need something else,
Being submissive is not the worst thing in the world.
I ain't talking about the submissive lady. I'm talking about the ones that just be like, you know, oh, I don't want to work. I just want to be at home and cater to him and do everything. Like this nigga don't have to do shit. Like, you know, you cook, clean, iron. Goddamn, you old school. You hanging out clothes on the line and shit. Nigga, all kind of shit. Nah, I'm talking about them kind of old. You know what I mean.
I'm just saying,
it's not a bad thing.
A lot of times when people hear it, they think that being submissive is terrible or you don't have a say-so. But if you have a man who actually is concerned about your well-being and the well-being of your family, being submissive is not a bad thing because he's not going to do something intentionally that's not going to be beneficial for the whole unit. That's all I'm saying.
I got you. I understand. That's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's cool.
So yeah. But that's how I feel on the situation.
You know you want to say, cheat on them. If you got the money, cheat
on
them.
I told you if the level of respect I had, like if it's my wife and I had respect for her, yes.
You should have respect for your wife. That's all I'm saying.
Some people don't have respect for their people. Like, you know, I just married for the wrong reason, you know what I'm saying? You know, if I didn't marry for love, I married for the optics or something like that, then yeah, of course. If I'm out, I'm having a good time and I'm like, oh yeah, we out here and, you know, seeing some little, you know, yeah, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, I just get home, throw some money in her face, she'll be okay.
But throw some money on the hoe too, because then that way, everything will work out.
Oh, the hoe already got paid. She already got paid.
Oh, okay.
Somebody, I saw a little line, you know, since we can go ahead and close that out. Fellas, I saw this little line from the strippers. They said, if a stripper wants to fuck you, it's free. But if you want to fuck the stripper, it's a charge for that. Yeah, it's a fee. So just remember that, guys, okay? If they want to fuck you, you're good. Oh, that's your opinion.
Yes.
I'm sorry. But if you want to fuck them, you got to pay for that. I'm pretty sure that the stripper game, I'm pretty sure pussy is expensive in the strip club. I bet Jim Ho's getting... Wait, I bet that pussy is marked the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking marked up.
If you're paying $16 for some damn 12 pack of eggs, I damn sure know you better be paying more than a couple of dollars for some Coochie.
Hey, man. Eggs, how much?
For a 16-pack, it's like $8.
God damn. Niggas going to be selling eggs on the corner like crack soon.
I'm going to buy the damn chicken.
Niggas going to be selling a single egg. Nigga, how many eggs you need, nigga?
A hen, shit, a rooster. Somebody got to be out there.
Hey,
in that backyard.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Sleazy the Black Farmer was ahead of the time. This nigga had a chicken until the dog ate that motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Yes, the dogs be dogging. And you know what I'm saying? The dog got to the damn chicken and ate the chicken.
I thought they were supposed to be friends out there.
Yeah. Nigga, then nature kicked in. Dog said, I see how y'all eat chicken all the goddamn time. Got me a live bird right here.
Fresh.
Yes, sir. So yeah, I gotta ask you a question, Queen John. You love your dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think your daddy do anything in the world for you, right?
Yeah.
You think he'll do this?
No.
He ain't let me say it. He ain't let me say it. So this man was punished. Dad, he legally changed his gender to female in bid to gain custody of his kids. A father has legally changed his gender identification in an attempt to gain custody of his two young daughters following a bitter split from his wife. Renee Salinas Ramos, 47, is now listed as female on official documents in his native Ecuador, despite the fact he still identifies as a cisgender male in his everyday life. The desperate dad claimed he made the drastic decision due to the justice system in his country, which he said typically benefits mothers in custody cases. He says, being a father in this country, Ecuador, is punished, and I'm only seen as a provider. what I have been looking for is to give the love and protection that a mother can give her children.
The man is stupid.
The man said he alleged his daughters currently live in an abusive environment with their mother and claimed he hasn't seen his children in more than 5 months. The law says that one who has the right is the woman. As of this moment, I am a female. Now I'm also a mom. That's how I consider myself. This is what
ain't nobody doing that for real. He wanted to be in the newspaper. That's all.
He said, I'm very sure of my sexuality. What I have sought is that I want to be a mother so I can also give the love and protection of a mother. Oh, man. So, you know, of course, the activists, they don't like it. What? Hold on. Hold on, activists. How y'all gonna get mad about this?
Some people say he faking it. He's faking it.
He should be covered. How y'all gonna tell this man what he identify as?
He telling y'all he don't identify as it for real. He done told y'all the whole
thing. He's a mother.
He's a mother because he identify as one for the courts and then he living his life as a man the rest of the time. That thing said he is a cis man. That means he was born a man. He identifies as a man. He is a man. And that man say he is just a mother or a female in the eye of the court. Because he's trying to get his kids. But for one, the country need to get some better up-to-date rules. Because anybody should know that kids need both their parents. It's 2023. Like, what type of clown thinks that the only person who could raise kids is a lady? Like, yeah, he need to pay his money. But at the same time, his money should give him the rights to see his kids. Like, what is the problem? He shouldn't even have to go through all that. I know my daddy wouldn't do nothing like that. My daddy probably kidnap us before he damn talking about he gonna go on some paperwork and tell somebody he a woman.
Listen, so this right here is setting things in order now. So if men start doing this, and so, you know, this could change some things, y'all. This could change some things. You know what I'm saying? Since the laws tend to sway to the woman's side, fellas.
The law don't do that.
If you're in a custody battle with your baby mama, go file as a woman.
Get a good lawyer. You'll be all right.
Man, you can't get there. Ain't no better lawyer than filing for a woman.
No.
You file as a woman. You identify as a woman. Now you get up there and cry. It's going to work. You're going to get out of it. It's not going to work.
Nobody going to see no big, nasty man crying.
But if you say he a woman, he's a woman crying.
He ain't dressing like no
woman. You know, nobody can deny a woman crying.
That's a lie. I done been denied a whole lot in my whole life. Trust me.
You ain't cried to the right people.
Okay. Nah, I didn't cry to the right people. I done cried a lot. I ain't got no damn tears. I'm all cried out like something. Shit. Crying ain't got me nowhere.
Hey, man. Crying got you a lot of places.
It ain't got me nothing.
You ever cried out of a ticket?
Mm-mm.
Cried for some food?
No, I ain't begging for nothing.
What you crying for? Just because you just, that's a good crying.
No, I mean, I done cried about all kinds of shit. I done cried about good shit, bad shit. Mm. I done cried about grades. I done cried about niggas. I done cried about money. Ain't none of that shit came to pass like I wanted to, so hell.
I mean, crying to the point where, you know, crying as a result to like, oh, I just can't, yeah, this, you know what I mean. Like, not just crying because.
I'm just saying, I done cried to teachers. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I got a baby.
Did it work?
No.
Damn.
No.
That's what I'm
asking. Anybody give a damn about no black women crying?
So they don't care about black women tears?
Okay. Now you trying to patronize me.
I ain't trying to pay. I'm asking for the clearly people out
not.
There.
Clearly not. They ain't care about my black ass.
Damn. So a man claiming to be a woman, that shit ain't even gonna work then.
That ain't, not if you black.
So I want to ask any black men out there, would you think about changing your status to be a black woman? Would you trade it in? Or would you continue to want to be a black man?
You should want to be a, I mean, what you talking about? Trade it in if you could.
So let's say they had a machine. They was like, yo, hey, do you want to be a man or you want to stay a woman? And you can switch over. Just a one-time deal, one time only. What you doing?
No, I'm never going to be a man.
Okay. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, I don't want to be a man now.
Like, I'm just saying. Let's say it can happen. That could be right now. You still have your wife. You still got your kids and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? You could be like,
no, it's nothing about being a man I would want to do. Like I said, the only thing I said that last time was I would want to have a dick so I could send some pics to somebody.
Oh, Jesus.
But as far as saying like, okay, if I get to be a man for a day, yeah, that shit would be fun. I would do it up. But if you talking about make a decision to say I want to be a man, ain't nothing about being no man I want to do. Yeah. I do everything a nigga do now except for have a dick. And that ain't even that fascinating. I just want to see how big mine would be. That's the only thing I'm curious about.
Jesus Christ.
So other than that, no, I don't want to be no nigga.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do it either. I wouldn't. I'm cool, bro. I'm cool. I just want, not because, you know what I'm saying, I just wouldn't want to be a woman. It's just like, why would you? It seemed like an unnecessary struggle because it's tough out there for women these days.
Yeah, I mean, niggas get to wear comfortable clothes. So shit, y'all know y'all don't want to be no damn woman.
Y'all get to wear dresses. That shit, that's how comfortable is that? You ain't got nothing.
You don't think what y'all be wearing is comfortable?
Nigga, y'all got a dress on. It's still constrict. Y'all got a fucking dress on.
It depends on how the dress is.
I mean, but
if the dress is fitting, loose, then you got work.
I'm talking about the loose dress. I'm talking about the loose dress. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If I wear loose dresses, so everything could just hang and everything.
Not hang. It's not going to just hang.
Hanging because I'd be a woman then. But yeah.
Your titties, but you need to put them in a bra.
Oh, no. I free ball out there.
Yeah, see, you'd be old dirty looking bra.
I'd be out there free balling. Titties just swinging. Nigga wouldn't even care. Like, yes, sir. You're going to get these.
That's not.
You're going to get these.
Not on hang low.
Yeah. I take it. Hey, look, they'll be pinned up. You know what I'm saying? But mostly not wearing no bra. That's the motherfuckers gonna, hey, they just gonna let them. If I got a sundress on, the thing's just hanging.
Mm-mm.
Looking like I got a pair of pants on my chest.
Uh-uh. That's not okay. That's not okay. That's just why you don't need to. Nah, don't even consider it. Come on now.
Oh, shit, man. So, yeah, man, shout out to that dad, man. But, yeah, going back to him, man, Mr. Ramos. You're doing what you have to do, man. You got to circumvent the law however you can, man. Get your fucking kids. Now, that's a dad fighting to see his babies right there. You got to love that stuff right there.
He just need to knock off the mama. He'd be the only one, though.
So, Queen Germ, I was looking online this week.
It would be this year, though.
Yeah, it would be this year. You're right, correct. And it was this little meme going around. And the meme, the question was, this is from False Pretense. And she said, if you bringing your man to girls' night, can we fuck him? So, Queen Germ, I got to know. Now, everybody on social media, Black Twitter, was just filling it up with memes and saying wild shit. And it was, someone was pretty funny. But I got to really know, Queen Germ, if one of your homegirls bringing they nigga to girls' night out, do y'all get to fuck him?
I wouldn't want to.
Why not?
First of all, I'm married. Okay, we'll start there. That's the obvious. The real thing is, even if I wasn't married, who wants to play around with somebody else's man while we all sitting there watching whatever? I mean, or even if we ain't watching and we just taking him in the back room. I just feel like, A, you shouldn't bring your man to the girls' night because it's a girls' night. That's the same way, like, I don't understand why people be bringing their kids to stuff that we don't know. I already told y'all, this is a grown people's gathering. Like, don't do it. But if you brought your nigga, no. No, no, no. Y'all ain't my friends. If you even had to ask me, can you fuck my nigga? Whether he at this event or the next event, or you see him at the grocery store, my man is off limits to you hoes. Mm. So you should not even have to ask that question. So for you asking that question, we are no longer friends.
Is that what they doing on Girls Night Out now?
No.
Is that what the fuck they doing?
Ain't nobody doing that. People is getting drunk. People going to the casino. People having fun. Ain't nobody.
Jesus.
People is riding the mechanical bull. People are not talking about fucking them people men.
I need to know, is this what y'all doing on Girls Night Out? Nah. Jesus.
That sound like some young girls, if anything.
Yeesh.
These grown people, if you grown and you got real bills,
you ain't out there doing
you
that.
You not doing that
ain't
shit.
Playing around like
you,
that.
You know. Uh-uh. Because chances are, you fuck around, your boyfriend probably done fucked one of your friends already. So now you finna see some shit for real.
Mm.
So you might not want to play that game.
Now that's wild. But yeah, man, that them girls gonna run a train on you, my nigga.
You sure shouldn't think that's cute.
That's sad. And if that ain't your girlfriend no more, like that girl baited you in, nigga. Like she just used you. Yeah, she used you, nigga. Like you get used like that, and these girls run a train on you, bruh.
You was used for the entertainment.
Bruh, what? They ain't just like, that ride home gonna be sick, nigga. You gonna be sitting there, they done smutted your ass out. You, man, come on, bruh.
Got all kinds of stuff floating around on you.
Don't do it. Don't do it, King. If you get caught in this situation, fellas, don't do it. It's a setup. It's a trap.
Yeah,
get out of there. Get out. Call a friend. Get out of there. Be safe, bros. Do not get caught in this trap. These women out here setting niggas up.
But I don't know who think that's cute. I mean, like, ladies' night, for real? Mm-hmm. And you show up with your dude? Like, come on, man. Ain't nobody doing that.
Be careful. Be careful, fellas. If you show up in this ladies' night, get out of there. Call someone.
If you show up and it's ladies' night, you should already probably knew that. If she your girlfriend for real, you should have heard some kind of conversation, some pieces of the conversation that made you know that the shit wasn't right.
Mm. If I offer to take you out, should you have a say in where we going?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you want to be with me.
No, but I'm taking you out. If I say we're going out to this restaurant.
Longhorns.
No. I say something that ain't that. I say we're going to this sushi place. You know what I'm saying? That's where we're going. I'm taking you on a date to a sushi place.
No.
Why
I'm not going? Because I don't eat sushi.
But still, go. Let's try something new. Mm-hmm. You know
if
what I'm
I
saying?
If I said I don't want it, you don't want to go there with me. So if you you can't offer me some shit I don't want.
But how do you get a say-so if you're not paying for it? If I'm taking you out.
You taking me out, you're paying for it, but isn't it your desire to be with me at this outing?
Yes, yes.
So I won't be at an outing that I don't want to be.
Why wouldn't you be there?
Because I don't like what you're offering.
See, that's not right.
It is right. That makes sense. Like, who tells you to do something you don't want to do and I just got to do it because you're paying? That's just going back to what you said before.
We're going on a date.
The person who got the money get to do what they want to do. That's not real life. That's not real life. That's not, bro. No, baby.
So I understand. If I'm saying, yo, we're going on a date to the sushi bar.
And I say, oh, that's nice, but I don't eat sushi.
Okay, fine.
You should have enough respect to say, I want to still spend time with you.
Okay, so
let you pick or let me give you an alternative.
No, then it's not where I want. What if I wanted to go there? I wanted you to try this. Like,
you don't want
to
go there with me.
They
because
have different. I'm like, yo, come on, open
you know
up
that
your.
Ain't what I want.
But still, like, you need. But this is where the date going, and so where? So no date.
No date.
Wow. So you gonna miss out on your blessing like that?
I'm not gonna miss out on some shit that I don't want. Mm. I don't even want it. So if I don't even want it, I'm not missing anything.
But I just don't understand. Like, if you're not paying, you should just be going cool.
See,
like,
that's what
doing
you think.
Whatever.
You think because somebody is not paying, they have no say so. And they should be grateful to be on a date. No, I can take myself to where the fuck I want to eat at. And that's what I would do. So, no. You don't get to drag me all over town just because you're supposed to be paying a bill today. No. Uh-uh. You got too much to say about everything. So, I already know you wouldn't be the same person. Oh, I'm treating you on something. Let's go. And you just going to go wherever. No,
yeah.
Nobody
I see what's on the menu. Hey, look, I ain't paying.
And then you get there complaining. No, now no, you done I'm ruin my me. Meal. Because now see. I got to look at your fees and talk me, trash all night.
Let's see what's over here. Let's see what's over here. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I find something. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if I ain't got to get nothing but a burger or whatever.
They ain't
know?
Got that there.
Okay, well, I get a salad. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I get something. I just
so
be like.
So you just going to be grateful. That's what you're saying.
I just be grateful. I okay. sit there and be like, you know what? Oh, I'm really not that hungry. I make up some excuse. I just get like a little light appetizer or something like that. Something I can see like, well, whatever it is. Like the little something. You know, I might be at a hoity-toity restaurant. I really don't. Just give me that prosciutto and the. Yeah, give me that. Give me that. You know, since some bullshit like that. You know, but yeah, that's how I would be. I'd just be grateful.
Yeah,
and try to make the best
that's
out of it.
I mean, ain't no need to be lying. Because if I'm hungry and I want something to eat, I'm not going to go somewhere where I know I ain't going to find
well,
nothing to
but
eat.
But I mean, listen, I'm just going, listen, the date is to get to know me, not to get full.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's a two-for-one special.
No, it's not a two-for-one.
It's a
you're
me
getting
get
to know
full
me.
And so, me getting to know you.
Matter of fact, you would really get to know me since you don't want to eat no fucking sushi because we'll be sitting there talking. You know what I'm saying?
No, I won't get to know you because I won't be there. That's I won't be there. I mean, and my thing is, I will get to know that you are an insensitive motherfucker because you ain't even got enough decency to say, oh, okay, the girl don't even eat sushi. Let me find
something
that she
does. Look, well, come on, eat sushi, then we'll stop and get you a 444 on the way home.
No, I don't want no 444. If you had $20, $30 to spend on sushi, hell, you finna spend $30 on me at the damn restaurant.
I'll stop and get you a little plate from American Deli or something like that. Get you some wings in a Philly. We go to A-Town Wings, get you a little plate. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why you acting like that. Like, that's good food.
It is, but that ain't what see? I'm saying. I'm trying to match you. If you spend $30 on your food, I want you to spend $30 on mine.
Hey, we go to the conch, man. You know what I'm saying? Go get you a good plate of conch and everything.
That ain't my thing.
Yeah. You don't like the conch, do you?
Not really.
Right. That's crazy.
I mean, it just depends on how I feel, but I'm not really a conch person. I like crab and shrimp. Okay. Fish sometimes, but... Okay.
I got you.
I don't do all of the stuff in the water.
So, out there, people, I want to know. If you are taking someone out on a date, do they got to say something? Where y'all going?
Yes.
I really don't think so.
It's a date. That's the part
that's
about
the part,
it.
Yeah. It's a the date. The date.
The date.
The place is just the background.
The date.
It's just the background.
Okay.
Me and you are the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Then the background is just the where we at.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So our conversation better supersize anything we drink, anything we eat. Our connection should be better than that. So who gives a fuck? We could be at KFC. We could be at PF Chang's. We could be at Popeyes. We could be at goddamn Ruth Chris. We could be at goddamn anywhere. But our date is what's making, our connection is what's making it amazing. That food could be mid, but you had such a good time with me that night. You thought that food was even better. So it really don't matter where you at. It's just the connection.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't agree with you.
Of course you don't. Well, it's top 10 time, y'all.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And around here, we do a top 10, and most of the time, it's a list of things, cities, a list of stuff. But it's always 10 things. And this time, I found some trashy ass shit to do. And this is the top 10 most rat infested cities.
Mm.
Now, y'all know rats are a fucking problem, okay? And ain't nothing you can do about them. The motherfuckers is rats, nigga. They every goddamn way. They wild. They multiply like a motherfucker. And these are the 10 most rat infested cities in the United States. Number 10. Cleveland, Ohio. I tell you, every time I make a list about something bad, Cleveland is always on the list.
Are they?
Always, yes. Cleveland and Ohio State broke the top 10 for the first time in the largest ranking by Orkin due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
So they moved there during the pandemic?
Yes, they said because restaurants closed down throughout the city, these rodents were forced to search everywhere else for food. The accumulation of garbage and improper waste disposal are leading causes of rat infestation in the city. Like most big cities, the dense human population in Cleveland also contributes to the increase in rat population. That sounds like this shit was written by one of the bots. But anyway, number 9, Denver, Colorado. Wow. Wow.
And that's where your girlfriend lives?
No, I don't know about that in Denver.
Mm.
Number 8. Detroit, Michigan. You know
favorite.
Detroit was going to be on the list. You know Detroit was going to be on the list. Number 7, we got Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Not surprised, bro. Not surprised. Number six, Baltimore, Maryland. Number five, San Francisco, California. What? They got rats in California? What? Get out of here.
They got bombs out there. They might as well have rats.
Number four, Washington, D.C. You don't say. You don't. Look, how am I not surprised that's the city with the most rats?
Well, one of.
Well, one of. Top four. Top five. City with the most rats. Wow. And look at the population of Washington, D.C. for the amount of rats. That's amazing for them to be number four on this list. That's another thing. Number three. Y'all know what it is. Come on, say it with me. New York, New York. I'm surprised they weren't number one. Now listen, if New York is number three of rats, and everybody knows the rat is the state animal of New York. If anybody has it above New York on this list with rats, I can't wait to see what 2-1 is. Because New York is number three, and everybody knows New York is synonymous with rat. Like, it's just the people even that look like rats. That's amazing. I don't understand
what
it is.
They might be breeding.
Yeah, it might be breeding. Like, I think the people have even been bred with rats. Because how do the people from New York look like rats? What is it about them? I don't understand. Some of y'all need to work out with y'all gene pool. But number two, Los Angeles, California.
Oh,
now
no.
Listen. LA is number two most rat-infested city. Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
San Francisco is number one.
And number one, this city is known as the rattiest city or the rat capital in the United States. Orkin has ranked Chicago the number one most rat-infested city for 7 years in a row. With Chicago complaints topping the combined numbers from the top three cities, the north and northwest areas of Chicago with high-density populations report more cases of rat infestations. A larger population translates to food sources, more buildings, and therefore more rats inhabiting the city. It was reported that the abundance of garbage and inadequate disposal of waste is the leading cause of the rat problem faced in the Windy City.
Mm.
So shout out to Chicago, the number one most rat-infested city in the United States. So, Queen Germ, three towns you wouldn't live in. Let's hear them.
Well, obviously, I would not live in the one that is the most rat-infested, so no to Chicago.
No Chicago.
Turn that people around.
You got Chicago, New York, L.A.
Well, no New York.
No New York. You got one more. It's easy. Easy pick. Come on. Got to be Cleveland.
What I got against Cleveland?
I don't know.
I go with Cleveland just because you say it's got to be Cleveland.
Got to be. You know what my picks is.
New York.
Detroit. And Detroit.
Don't do Detroit. Detroit is not that bad.
Those are my three picks. Y'all know how it go.
So, I mean, you don't dislike New York that much then.
I mean, I still.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, Detroit. Gotta stay with the gimme. Stay with the gimme. That's the top 10, y'all. Come back next week. We'll have a whole another 10 for y'all. Well, it's TV talk time. TV talk. Queen Jern, did we watch Abbott Elementary? Yes, because it was the first episode back. That was
and
the one.
And they were fussing about the pizza party.
They had the pizza party reading the books and
reading
shit.
Reading books.
And that's when the teacher, had found out the little girl, she might have been a little slow reader, a challenged reader. You know,
but then at the same time, she lying and her mom and them lying too, because you know your children ain't reading.
Yeah, like they ain't want to admit it, because the little girl said she read four books while they were sitting there and women looking like.
You heard what she said.
Yeah.
like, nigga, you was an idiot. If you think
you get
your
mad,
kid,
you snapping on the teacher and shit. The teacher's like, look, man, I'm just trying to do my job. You
exactly.
know what
your child ain't read no four books in 5 minutes. Like, ain't no way in the world. Y'all ain't been in here that long.
They ain't want to see about it. Then what else
niggas.
Happened? Yeah. So who ended up winning the contest?
Janine.
No, Janine didn't win because, remember, well, Janine won initially. And then they went in the
room. They came back, and then the thing was the girl.
She got to count her second and third grade.
Yeah, because they're in the same classroom. Mm-hmm. They get to add their stuff together, so that's how they ended up winning.
Yeah,
so and she took the belt back.
Took the belt back. Janine was happy. She was a champion for a little bit. Shout out to Janine. It was a pretty good episode. You know, typical. Was the other people in it? I just think it was all about the book thing, was it?
It was really all about the book thing.
Oh, no. How can we forget?
What?
The damn teacher started a fucking podcast group, a little class. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, how we forgot that part? Yeah. About the podcast.
And then he called somebody else the pod father, and then it was like, who, Joe Budden? And I was just like, and that shit was so funny. I was like, no, technically that's King Germ, but you know, yeah, I let it slide. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's okay. But yeah, that was a little funny part of the show.
And then they did mention, they referenced the fact that they had partied over the break together at the club, and it was like they acting all weird because they slow danced at the.
Oh yeah, the kids made a real gossipy, chatty patty podcast about
they
the school.
Slow dancing at the club, and my mama said they saw so and so and so at the club, and they was out, and this is the third, so it was good. I thought that the kids, you know, what the little white fella name?
It starts with J.
Well, he wanted the kids to talk about stuff that he was interested in or how he wanted to format the show. And then they started to give them the rights to do what they wanted. And so they, you know, they met somewhere in the middle when it was all over with. But they did come up with a good little podcast.
They didn't want to be censored. So, yeah. So that was a dope part of the show. So, like I said, man, Abbott Elementary, always dope. And at the time of this recording, you know what I'm saying, it does come on Wednesday nights, and we record on Tuesday, so we always be like a week behind with the Abbottness. So
it's all good.
Yeah, y'all deal with it. That actually helps the spoilers, because we're a week behind. Yeah,
we not messing you up.
Yeah, we ain't messing you up. So yeah, man, see, we all good. We didn't watch BMF, because, you know,
we didn't have time.
We have time. We have been watching The Circle. It's getting pretty good. Circle is always good because of just the shenanigans that the teams, that these little groups play with each other. Like
the people be lying. The people be lying and the people be crying.
Yes.
If they cry way too much, they get way too emotional too fast. Y'all besties?
First
and
day
you
here.
Just met the person.
You just met me today. You tell me some dude, man. I really feel like we, you know what I'm saying?
We connect on another level.
Man, even outside of here, man. We're circle besties, bro. Like we're just, I'm like, bro.
Whenever you're in my city.
Bro, man, it's just amazing how much trust people have in people. You know what I'm saying? And like, but I like how the little deaf girl playing it, man. She's like, look, man, I don't care who a catfish or not, man. I'm just going to play you for how you, whatever you portray. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
And right now she's winning.
Yeah, she's winning, just, you know, but they coming for her ass, though.
They coming for her because they know she's too good.
Yeah, they're just like, damn, man, she's out here. We got to, she's going to be able to handpick the people to get kicked off the show and shit, so. You know, I don't know what episode we on because them shits just be rolling and, you know, you can't really tell. So, please, if you like stupid little reality TV, social media type shows, go watch The Circle. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I guess. it done grown on me because I wasn't really a fan in the beginning. But now we done seen a couple of rotations of it.
Yeah. Also started watching Mike. I know it's old. It's on Hulu. It's the little Mike Tyson shit. But, after you get past the initial awkwardness of this dude playing Mike Tyson, it kind of works for him. You can kind of see the mic in him, so, you know, it's funny. You know what I'm saying? But it's pretty good, man. I like the way they have the little, looking at the little camera and saying stuff and everything, you know, breaking from the story. That's pretty dope. But, you know, I like it, man. I like it. And, yo, man, Robbie Givens and her mama did that nigga dirty than a motherfucker, like. How the fuck are you going to be married to me for 8 months and ask me for $120 million? Whoa.
Like, that's how I say it. And when you get with somebody and you got a lot of money, you got
8 months?
Careful.
You want $120? Why do you think you deserve that much?
Because I'm me.
You know what I'm saying? Then they showed this one part where he went back to his, like, you know, the white people that raised him, cussing his wife, you know what I'm saying, that was raising him. And then she was saying something like, oh, this is the house that you paying for and you paying all her bills. And he was just like, yo, what? Like, this is my mom. Like, that's not your real mom. He's like, yo, what? Man, disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you and your mama live in the house with us. So hold on. Like, what the fuck I paying for?
She ain't like you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was big time money grab.
She ain't like you.
Big time money grab. So they knew they had somebody. He had no control. Thank God Don King was in charge of his money then. Cause she would have
really? Got. We thanking God for that. Don King was a monster.
At least Don King was like, look, nigga, you still living? Look, you got white tigers and shit fucking with me, nigga. Like you don't need no control of your money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he said, I control every goddamn thing. This nigga can't read. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why he was with Robin Givens.
Yeah.
he thought he had a catch.
So yeah, man. So check. I mean, if you ain't seen Mike, man, check it out, man. It's pretty cool. And that's all for TV Talk, man. Well, it's time for Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show. And it's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call them right here, is with me and Queen Germ. Act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just making them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know, we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we ain't even got SAG cards. But every week, we come here and we do this for y'all. This week, the situation like this. Man wants his wife to fight his side chick. Now, Queen Jern, I'm going to set up the situation. Man at work, he got a little side chick at work. She getting disrespectful. And she need to be straightened out. So he go home to his wife. And he want his wife to lay hands on this girl at work. Are you ready? But the wife don't know it's the side chick. But then, you know, she finds out. Are you ready?
I guess.
All right. Here we go. Action. Hey, babe. Hey, look. Hey, man, I need you to do me a favor, man. It's this little broad at work, man. She real smart at the mouth, man. She, I don't know what her problem is, but she got some kind of problem, man. I really, I know you ain't, you know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
You need to come put these little things on this girl at work. That's what I'm talking about, man. She getting real
you
disrespectful.
Leave alone
nah,
y'all.
Man, see, like, little bit, she a female, bro. You know, I don't put my hands on no female, bro. So,
okay, but so
I
you want let a lady get up on your skin.
Yeah, she up under my skin like that, so you need to come handle that. That's what I'm talking about.
You getting loud with me? What's
I'm
the problem?
I'm not, because I'm just saying I'm mad. She done made me mad, man. Got me here. So I told her I was going to go home. And my old lady will come up here and whoop her ass. So that's what the fuck we going down. So, I know where she at.
So where she at then?
I mean, I got the address where she be at.
What's the situation, so? You worked up? You that worked up?
Man, it's just some girl at work, man. She just be always just nagging me and stuff, man. I don't know.
She nagging you. She must be wanting to be with you.
Man, I think so, man. I think that's what it is,
man. Oh, you
man.
Think so? Yeah, or you know man. So, nigga?
I don't know, bro. But that ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
It got a lot to do with it, because I'm not finna run out here behind you,
man.
And you got some bullshit
man,
going on.
Man, she's scary, man. You can just get up, man. She ain't got nothing like that, man. She ain't...
Nigga, please.
She ain't got no fire, nothing like that, man.
So where the girl at?
Man, she over here off of 3rd Street or 3rd Ave, whatever that street is over there. It's an apartment called, like... Something Glen or something like that. She living like building the 500 building.
You know a whole lot about it.
On the second floor. I mean, yeah.
You know a whole lot about it.
I mean, because I work with her and stuff, man. That's what I'm saying.
How you work with her at a house?
No, I'm saying, I mean, I work with her, but I just so happen to know where she live at. You
why
know, that's what
why? How?
Because one night we was at, look, man, I need you.
A night. Nigga, no. You finna get fucked up. You talking about me fucking somebody else up? I'm about to fuck you up.
You need to know. Man, channel your anger the other way, man. This ain't got nothing to do with it. Man, listen, man, we going over here so you can whoop this girl ass, man. I told her, man, she got the wrong one. She got me messed up, man. So anyway, man, over here, it's off of 5th Ave, man. Them apartments
so
over
it's 3rd
there.
Or 5th?
It's 5th Ave. Yeah, some apartment, something with Glenn in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now you acting like you don't know.
The 500 bed. I know she live on the second floor. It's like the apartment in the backside. You know what I'm saying?
What they got in there? Because I know you know.
What you mean? Like, what they got in there? Like regular apartment, like house and everything? I mean, what you mean?
I'm talking about something. What type of decor they got in there that you know about?
I don't know nothing about the decor. I know you're going to whoop this girl ass, though. That's what I know. So you going ready to go over here and fight?
I mean, I'm going to go see what it's all about since you begging for me to come over there.
Come on,
but don't get fucked up. Now, I ain't playing with you now. Because there's some shit that come out of there I find out about, you going to have to deal with me.
Man, look, man, listen, man. Okay, man, look. Keep it real with you. Yeah. We did something one time, but it was one time only.
Oh, man. Okay, one time only. Yeah. Now we get some truth to it, because now you don't want the little bitch to tell me no shit when I roll up on
her. But that's what I'm saying. But look, though, I just need you to go over there and fight her, though.
Yeah, I'm a fighter for what?
Cause just because she been disrespectful, man. She
being
me,
disrespectful how?
Because she tell me some shit will come up here and tell you and everything like that. Like, nah, man, don't do that, man. Like, nah.
So now you done told me so that you can get me over here acting stupid?
Yeah, just go over there so you can whoop her ass, man. Like, nah, teach her a lesson, man, not to be messing with us, man.
It's not no us, because I'm not fucking that bitch.
I mean, but I'm saying, she trying to mess up what we got, man.
What do we have? What do we have if you over there in the apartments and I'm in the house?
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not understanding. Why are you over there?
Man, we was over there playing. It was some people from work. We all got together. We were playing cards and everything.
Uh-huh, that's what's always wrong and with then, y'all. Y'all stay playing cards and hanging out and all this other bullshit.
And then, you know, one thing led to another. But that ain't got nothing to do with that. We about to go fight,
man. Fight your own battles. Call your sister or somebody.
Nah, man, I told you was going to come do that.
She don't know me from your sister.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
Nobody gonna come and fight some bitch you doing something with, and then you want me to go over there and just act like it's okay.
I mean, what you want me to say?
Oh yeah, I'm coming right now. I'm gonna beat her up. No, yeah, you supposed to come
through and lay up that boop 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 boop.
That you was gonna get it.
Throw that on that girl. That's what I wanted to see. Mm-hmm.
Well, you ain't gonna see it.
Come through with that. Pop 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 pop. Just come through, just bucking. Pop 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 pop. Beating on the motherfucker. Mm.
You ain't better off saying that she slapped you at the job or some shit. But you ain't going to tell me about you done played with somebody one time.
It was a one-time thing. Ass
nigga. Whatever. One time, just the first time.
Let me get a sip of that water, please. It was a one-time thing. Well, tune in next week and we have some more for y'all. Some more acting. Good acting right there.
No, it wasn't. But
yeah, you can cut that out, Beezy. Next up, we got Reading Rap Lyrics, y'all. Over here, we read rap lyrics, and we read them in our office voice, our professional voice, our studious voice, any kind of accent. It can be anything. Just make sure you read the motherfucking lyrics. And this time, it's my time, and this one goes a little something like this. I'm a country ass nigga. I fuck with your wife. If your bitch come around me, put some dick in her life. Them niggas ain't real. Must have started smoking rocks. It all fell down, cause they was biting too much pop. But what goes up must come down. While these bitches sucking dick and dropping to the ground, every city, every town, I'm balling in the mix. I'm serving niggas bricks. Keep a bad yellow bitch on my team, sipping lean. Ain't a thing of the past. The 85 Barretts with the slant back ass. Keep me a pro next to my foe. Instead of stacking cheese, he steady screaming to that hoe. Let me see it. That was the ghetto laureate. Known as Chad Butler, a.k.a. Pimp C, with his verse on Let Me See It. Now, that was his second verse, because, you know, the first verse, he always talked about them hairy booty hoes. Like, skip that one, because, you know, I want to be respectful to the pimp. You know what I'm saying? Give another verse.
That's a little scary.
Oh, yeah, he loves the hairy booty hoes. He says that in every song, and it's weird. I don't know why he keeps mentioning it. I'm like, why do you keep saying Harry,
I guess he like it.
Booty hoe. Yeah, that's what I'm like. That's like the hey.
No, that's his thing.
He says it in multiple songs. I'm like, okay, we get it. Pimp C, you love the Harry booty hoes. All right. Now, it's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals, when I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter and grab some tweets. This one goes a little something like this. My girl knows I'm bi, so I kind of want to see if she's down for a threesome. But I'm nervous because she's going to get jealous when she find out I take dick better than her. I'm going to show her a real rodeo. NCANT. Queen Germ. React. That one just broke my heart.
I don't see why. Them your people. that's what y'all do over there. Them pause. But ooh, I mean, the people just be doing too much.
He said, "Wait till she find out. I take dick better than her." Yeah.
I mean, and I'm left to believe that this is a guy.
Oh my God!
Right? That's what you're getting from this.
Yes. Okay. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. That shit wild as fuck, bro. Like a nigga that would even
type that. No, just a nigga that'll type that shit is wild. The people are trying to have their confession. They're trying to express themselves and get that thing off their chest. But all I'm saying is if a woman is seriously dating a guy and your guy is bi, he's supposed to be your homeboy. Like, for real. Like, you not supposed to. I mean, like, why would you think to have a threesome with him? If you talking about having a threesome with him with another dude.
That's what you want.
But I said the threesome was about me. I was the centerpiece. So the men were pleasing me. Mm. Not that the men were going to please each other. That's not what I'm there for. I don't want to see that.
Oh, man. You could be pleasing the other guy while the other guy's getting pleased or whatever like that. It could be a good old train going on there.
But we not doing it. I mean, I don't have the fantasy. It's not what I thought it would be in my mind. So I have abandoned that idea altogether. So, no. But, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, my biggest thing is y'all in college. Like, what are you doing? Oh, like, y'all have been that sexed out to where at 25, well, not even say 25, 20.
Yes.
20. Y'all niggas is in here swinging on folk, bouncing from women to men and vice versa. It's just a lot going on.
Bruh said, wait till she find out, though. I take this.
And then I'm but I know she know I'm bi, but then you got something to prove because you want her to know that she do the damn thing.
Jealous when she find out I take dick better than her. And I'm going to show her a real rodeo.
Yeah, y'all can have it. Woo. Y'all can. You and your boyfriend can have it.
Oh, man. Shout out to the HBCU confessional, man. I said, y'all came back hard after the break.
Yeah, apparently.
Goddamn.
Apparently.
Yo, damn. That's fucked up. Keep it 100 time. Queen Charm, do you have a keep it 100?
Well, yes, I do. My keep it 100 this week is that working is something that I would not be doing if I didn't have to.
100.
And that goes out to all the people that be at the job talking about how you ain't got to work. But if you working alongside me, trust me, it's something that this job is giving you, whether it's the insurance or, you know, it can't just be something to do. Ain't nobody come to work for just something to do. You taking these people check. You ain't working for free. You ain't volunteering. So working and collecting the check is not something that I'm going to do if I didn't have to. So y'all can stop telling me about how you here just because. You here because you need to get the check. So spare me.
You heard what she said. I might keep 100 go a little something like this, man. Don't take someone's word. Make them show you.
100.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people say things. A lot of people talk. A lot of people talk. They say they're going to get better. They say they're going to stop doing it. They say they're going to do this. They say they're going to do that. Well, fuck all that talking shit. Make them show you they're going to do it before you let them back in to your circle. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to call your bubble. You know what I'm saying? Keep people out your bubble that mean you know. You know what I'm saying? No good. You know what I'm saying? So if motherfucker keep saying they gonna do this, they gonna get better, they don't, nah. And they make them show you before you believe it, all right? Don't buy in until they show you they at least make it strides to get back on track or stop smoking the crack or stop drinking or stop cheating or stop whatever they fucking problem is with you. You know what I'm saying? Make them show you, all right?
Mm.
That's my keeping on it.
Okay.
All right? Winners or losers time. Queen Germ, you got any winners?
You know, okay, now y'all realize we to the end of our show.
Oh, fuck.
We to the end of our show.
Oh,
and a nigga
shit.
And a nigga thought.
Oh,
We was just gonna slide on through, right? Now, what y'all know is I don't say a whole lot of stuff about sports. But when I do, you know that me and my team won. So we gonna say something a little simple like this. Ain't nothing but them Georgia Bulldogs done beat these people ass again and beat some more people. This year, it's that time again, y'all. I'm talking about them Georgia Bulldogs, my winner, because they the national champions.
Winner.
Okay, and this one over here, he a little salty, but we ain't worried about that shit, because I don't care. Y'all already know that. And the thing about it is, they said we wouldn't go back-to-back. They said we wasn't going to win last year. Now they got to look us in the face now. Are we on the brink of a dynasty? They're going to have to put some respect on our name. Then we're going to mess around and Ugga going to have him a contract for somebody dog food or some shit out there. Y'all is over here playing around. When I tell you Georgia knocked them people all over the place like little rag dolls yesterday, it was a mess. It was a mess. And this man wanted us to continue the show. When we, I'm talking about somebody who, oh, I'm a football coach. We got to do the Coach Germ update. We got to do the this. We talk about my fantasy league. We talk about the this, this, and the this. This got implications on my game. And the people cancel the game. Oh, 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 the man almost died. And the da-da-da-da-da, whoop-de-whoop-de-woo. And this nigga wants y'all to believe that he ain't know. He didn't know it. The people had just crowned them dogs.
Ain't even
gonna say nothing. Ain't gonna even reference that it happened. That's how you know when a nigga a hater.
A hater when they can't even
sit here and congratulate the winner. You gotta have some respect. But you lived there for 6 years, nigga.
I was waiting for the championship game to start. I ain't know when the game came on. That's why I was.
You ain't know when the game came on, but it came on and it went off. And let me let you know something. Georgia Bulldogs won 65-7.
That's what I'm saying. When was the championship game?
65-7.
That don't look like no championship game.
It don't
game
look
score.
Like a championship game, but the shit is up there. The win is on the books.
What is
we
that?
Won.
65-7.
Go Dawgs!
Who is what kind of championship?
Go Dawgs!
What kind of championship game was that?
One more time. Go Dawgs! That's what I'm talking about. My winners this week, the Georgia Bulldogs, Athens, Georgia. I'm in it. I'm in it, baby. Yes. Yes. Now, who your winner is, nigga?
Well, you got out your system. You good now? You good? Cool. Well, my winner this week is Keith.
Go Dawgs!
It's Keith Murray.
Winner.
Keith Murray is my winner because he's out there lying to people. Got people all interested in him again. It was rumored that he told, I think, Just Blaze or somebody that he could go viral by making up stories, and that's what he did. So he's got stories going around that he is eating various women's coochies, getting head from various women, and seeing various people get slapped by other various people. I'm not saying nobody names because I don't want any problems. But Keith Murray, you're my winner because we're all talking about Keith Murray in 2023, and he ain't had a song in 30 years, I believe. So, yes, you're my winner. You got any losers, Queen Jer?
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to say he my loser, but I'm going to say it's more like he's not a winner. That's how I'm going to phrase it. But
if you're not a winner, you're a loser.
Yeah. So, that's how I'm going to say it gently. My not a winner this week is going to be Prince Harry.
Loser.
Now, I need him to understand. Like, I know you're doing your little memoirs and you want to talk about the people. You said that you're trying to help them be better. But I've learned that you can't fix something from the outside most of the time. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like organization and structures, you know? So, it's like you saying that you're exposing these people because you want them to do better, but are you exposing them because you salty about something?
Yeah,
because
you got kicked the fuck
exactly.
out.
Exactly. So, it doesn't always come off the same. It's like, It doesn't seem like it comes from a genuine and a pure place when
you knew you never was gonna be king.
You knew that.
So you was like, there's no way I'm gonna be king.
And then now that you're mad, you just out here wilding, you rebelling. What's
Yeah, like once his brother had a son, it was a wrap. He's like, damn, I can't even kill this nigga now. This nigga got a son.
You gotta kill everybody.
Yeah, so I'm never gonna be king. So why wouldn't I just goddamn tear this motherfucker down? You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah.
I'm just saying I'm you my loser because you doing shit that's foul. Like, you know, you gotta respect the house rules. The house rules is what going on in the house, stay in the house. Redhead
motherfucker, I don't trust this Carson Wentz looking ass.
Well, I mean, I think he all right, but I just feel like you're moving real foul, partner. That's all I want to say. That's what make you a loser because you're going against the house. The people, you know what I'm saying? The people done killed your mama. What the hell you think these people are? They not finna lay down and let you just talk about them all kind of ways.
His wife talking some shit. You know she was black. I'm like, what?
Your mama black.
How you ain't know you was black? Like, what? you thought you looked like all the white.
And she need to get slapped up. Because you thought your mama was your nanny or something? What the hell you thought that lady was?
Hey, who knows? She's a weirdo. Hey. But she right though. White men make white babies.
Whatever. Whatever rules y'all want to come up with, rules and riddles, because if you look at that Punnett square, that shit tell you all day long, your ass is 50-50. So do what you will with that information.
I guess.
My loser this week is Prince Harry.
I hear you, man. Well, my loser, man, is this fucking kid right here.
Loser.
The kid who made this app, it's called GPT-0. It can tell if an essay about Hamlet was written using a bot. So, high school and English teachers who were hoping to use artificial intelligence to write their homework have a new enemy. Excuse me, did I say students? Edward Tien, a 22-year-old senior at Princeton University, who created a website that can detect if a piece of writing has been created using the AI tool ChatGPT. Meanwhile, instructors everywhere are rejoicing. So many teachers have reached out to me, said Tien, whose recent tweet about his tool, GPT-0, went viral from Switzerland, France, all over the world. The latest version of ChatGPT, called GPT-3, was released to the public in late November. The tool is able to produce amazingly coherent writing, which has endless possibilities, ranging from wonderful things like allowing a pool installer with dyslexia to communicate effectively with his customers over email to more nefarious uses. Educators fear that high school or college students might use this technology to, say, write their homework assignment summarizing the main events of the Battle of Tippecanoe. Their concerns are not misplaced. The reporter at the Wall Street Journal recently succeeded in using ChatGPT to help her pass an AP English test. So, basically, what ChatGPT is, it's in an app, that you can go in and it can write whole fucking papers. It's a fucking game changer. You know what I'm saying? It's a game changer. But now this fucking dickhead is invented some kind of software to detect if it's been written by the fucking AI shit. So fuck this motherfucker, Mr. Gian or whatever I just said your name was, for being Edward Tien, you 22-year-old smart-ass motherfucker for creating GPT-0. Cause these niggas was like, man, listen, man, don't do that, bro. That's bullshit.
It's something about, see, y'all don't understand. It's something about when you wrote a paper from your own thoughts and ideas.
Did I show you that site?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You probably showed it to your girlfriend too at a job. No. But yeah, you showed it to me too. But nonetheless, it's a thing of, you know, a rites of passage, you know? So you shouldn't want to circumvent that whole process by trying to get the little robots to write your paper. You got to write your paper. Get your 5 paragraphs. Get your, you know what I'm saying? Get your sentences. Make them strong and have the structure. Make sure it flows with the theme. That's what you do. You're trying to have a real thought. Write a real essay. It might not be the best of the best, but damn. You taking all the fun out of being in school by the fact that y'all just want to be able to say keyword, angiogenesis, bam, I got a whole paper. That's lazy as all get out. That's lazy. And they need something to detect it. Because if I had to write all them papers I done wrote from my own self and rewrite them, y'all ain't finna go at a click of a button, get a paper in 3 seconds because y'all got the artificial intelligence. Nah, bro. I'm not for it.
So they say the way his app works, just for the nerds that want to know out there, is that it works by analyzing a piece of text and determining if there is a high or low indication that a bot wrote it. It looks for 2 hallmarks, perplexity and burstiness. Perplexity is how likely each word is to be suggested by a bot. A human would be more random. Bursting this measures the spikes and how perplexed each sentence is. A bot would likely have a similar degree of perplexity sentence to sentence, but a human is going to write with spikes. Maybe one long, complex sentence followed by a shorter one like this. Okay, I see what it's saying. So, damn. But I mean, nigga, let niggas get off, nigga. Like, damn,
No, man. That's why the people so dumb nowadays. These kids, I mean, people, period. And they don't know nothing. Like, I don't even read a whole lot, so it ain't even from that, but it's just from interactions, it's from experiments, it's from different environments. But when you talk about a nigga, just all you doing is flipping videos all day long. All y'all doing is TikToking and whatever else over there on the phone.
Niggas be hating. Come on, man. Nah, bro. That ain't right, man. Let niggas get their shit off.
No. If you writing a paper, it should be for a purpose. And if it's for a purpose, then it should be you. It shouldn't be no damn you getting a robot to write a paper so you can get an A in this class.
Well, I probably lost the oratorical contest last year. Nigga probably was on one of them shits. Nigga
wrote been.
Nigga was just sitting there talking that crazy shit. We was like, yo, what's this nigga talking about? He just going.
Just going.
Just going.
Got a peep out of this world.
Yes. So shout out to them, man.
It's all good, though.
Yep. Well, Queen Germ, looks like we have did everything on the docket. It's now time for me to ask you, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch. And of course, my girl KY No Jelly. And anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, Nero.
My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy. Sorry, right. GQ Blue. Short T.
Short T.
Ruling myself. Rick James, bitch. RT3. My nigga J. Will. Light Skin Kanye. Drew from DC. Gerard from Boston. Stax. MJ Money 9S. Sleazy the Black Farmer. Amazing AP. Nanita. Dragon Lady. Who else we got? Anybody over at that site to fuck with a kid? We got Doc Claw All the Game. We got Dom and the No Man Game. We got the whole Black Pod Squad. We got 12 Kyle, 12 Kyle Podcast. We got Eclectic and the EDP. We got Corey Dos Equis. I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork L, Miss Mini Meeks, the Pop, the Cool Out Corner. We got Uncle Dolabite, Too Much Game. We got Mad Static, the Beats Rhymes, Body Slams. We got Dr. Brazel, Dr. Brazel Network. Long Live K Law, the Truck Driver. That's the Black Pod Squad. Go check us out. Any other podcast, if I go, that's WVN Commonplace, Jay from the Cognac Room, Riders Live, Mario at the Sound of My Voice, Mind Triggers, any other podcaster, fuck with us, shout out to y'all, Baby J from Be More, Stephen Be More, I said RT3, my nigga J Will, said them, anybody else, fuck with us, long way, short way, no way at all. Shout out to y'all. Can't forget Papa Dash, Daughter Dash.
I guess not if you say it twice.
I don't know if I did. But yeah, that's everybody, man. Shout out, Let's Get Ridiculous. Try to remember everybody. It's crazy.
You might want to write it down, then.
But I mean, I say like the same one. I want to train my memory, man. Okay. It's supposed to be a mental exercise. If you do something so many times,
should be able to do it.
Should just be able to do it.
I mean, you do pretty good.
I do pretty. Yeah, I do. I do well. I do it well. I must say.
Mm-hmm.
If you must say, ma'am. But yeah, well, that's the show. We did the shout outs. Now it's time for you to rate your show, Queen Germ. Go ahead, and give your show a rating.
Well, since we're back at school, it's a new year, and of course, them Georgia Bulldogs whipped up on TCU. Who is that? Who's TCU? What is that? You know what I'm saying? The score was 65-7. If you add 6 plus 5, that's 11. Plus 7, that's 18. If you add 1 plus 8 together, that give you 9. So you know it was divine. I can still rate my show a 9 with all that. There you have it.
I thought you was about to take it like, oh, when you got T18 divided by the two titles that we got, equals 9.
But you know what it is. Either way it go, like I said.
But you know.
Yes. Yes. Hey,
man, props. I mean, hey, congratulations. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad y'all Y'all deserve to win some titles.
Oh, okay.
Y'all deserve to win some.
And when the last time y'all won, y'all?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We won more than y'all. So
okay.
We didn't do it back to back.
Okay.
So we did it 06 and 08.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, stats are stats, right? Yeah. We gonna respect the stats. Yeah, so okay. Yeah.
We didn't do it back to back.
Okay. So no back to back. Okay. Any team did it back to back in the last?
Yeah.
How many years?
Yeah, Bama did it.
When? That's been over a decade, right?
No, they did it like a couple years ago.
But give me dates.
They did it like...
I don't think so.
16, 17.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
you wanted to be 16 and 17?
Yeah.
Or it's been like 11 and 12 or something?
I don't think it's been that... Like, but I know Bama did.
Decade? Within a decade?
Of course.
Okay.
Bama only won a title. They won titles all the time. I mean, you can look it up. It's fine.
You can look it up.
We look up in the post show. It don't matter.
Yeah. It's all good, though. Because what we talking about is 2023. Yeah. What happened yesterday?
I'm just going to get my show 8, Kobe with 8. I'm not going to go through this whole...
Don't do it because
niggas is belligerent in this motherfucker tonight.
Niggas is belligerent.
Go
to hell!
See, Kenny. Kenny's...
glory to old Georgia. Yes.
That's funny.
And when y'all see Ugga out there on the Pedigree commercial and the, you know, whatever else they got out there, Victor and whoever else.
She's an Ugga get the NIL deal. He's
getting the deals now. Don't walk up to his cage too willy-nilly now.
Oh, shit, man.
So when he got his gold chain on and shit, don't be surprised. Okay?
So, like always, don't forget to rate, comment, download, subscribe. Don't forget to call into the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon, where you can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Simple. One of the four. Make us happy. Y'all keep making us happy every week. Every week we got Patreons to read. Every week we got people sharing the show. You know, every week we got people buying shirts. So it's like, damn. I mean, what else can you want from the people to do, man? I appreciate that, man. So, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro Studios, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ. Go to house!
This is the Frocast. And we out.
You gotta love it, though.
You gotta love what?
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com